In Israel to this day, the Ten Commandments, the faithful Jewish people, they follow 560 some odd different versions of the original Ten, including not doing any work on the Sabbath. And when we were in Israel, we stayed at the Olive Tree Hotel, and it just happened to fall on Shabbat, which is the Sabbath, and the elevators were set, and they would open and close and open and close without anybody pushing the buttons. And we couldn't figure that out. And then somebody said, well, this is the Sabbath and you're not allowed to work. And pushing those buttons on the elevator is work. So I digress. What makes you and me special? What makes us unique? And what makes you different? And maybe that you're different and you are set apart from others. Well, we obviously, as we look around, we all look different. We have different features. We have different noses and eyes and hands and body shapes and coloring of hair and texture of the hair. And we also have a unique personality, a character all of our own, and our own motives and dreams and aspiration, our own fears and inclinations and like, and also preferences. But in the scripture, the word meaning different or to set apart from others is holy. To be holy for the Jews and later for us as Christ followers meant to be different, unique, not simply ordinary. And that's the important distinction, because the opposite of not being ordinary, of course, is to be ordinary. That's a word that is encountered frequently in the scriptures in discussions and disputes with Jesus and his contemporary. The word is kainos, the same word used for the original or the Koine Greek language, which most of the New Testament was in Greek, and it meant the common language of the people. So the same word used to describe a person in additional shades of meaning, not just common, but unshallow, unwashed, mundane, mediocre, or in other words, just plain ordinary. Now, in the English translations of Scripture, we typically translate that word defile or contaminated. The Pharisees used that word to describe the Jews who broke the Jewish purity law, such as hand washing. Another around you, or even holy, is the state or condition of your heart. That is the most important part of your relationship with God, is your heart. Eating kosher. You've heard people say, well, I'm going to eat kosher. I like some of the kosher hot dogs and some of the kosher sausage myself, but the law for them was you were not to eat anything that was not kosher on the Sabbath. So the Pharisees, the religious leaders of the day, set apart the many people and many traditional and laws which they followed later on. But like most times, we see Jesus engaging with the Pharisees or those like them in Scripture, because Jesus disagrees with that definition. Most of Jesus' ministry, in fact, consists of Jesus refocusing people's understanding of Scripture in the areas where he feels they got it wrong. That's a biggie. Jesus typically pushes the envelope, often on purpose, in order to create a teaching moment. Jesus was all about teaching us about God and his love. And here, he has done the same. His disciples are eating food without washing their hands. And they were doing a practice which was observed by all the Jewish elders. Jesus' behavior and the Jewish behavior, put them all together, and they put on their arrogant hats. They challenged Jesus and their behavior. And disregarding Jewish tradition, what kind of God are you? Or if you're the Messiah, why are you not washing your hands? In the Pharisees' mind, they're behaving commonly, like the pagans, rather than behaving in ways that distinguish them as Jewish in the eyes of others. Jesus comes back at them with an important concept. He said, what makes you uncommon or holy does not have to do with the following hordes of human laws that you and the Pharisees and the priests made up, which they did, and handed it down for generations and generations. So what makes you uncommon? What makes you different from others around? Well, we as human, despite our many differences, we kind of react alike. Most commonly, the human heart can easily fall into states of envy, jealousy, arrogance, deceit, insults, judgments, foolishness, and all kinds of other inclinations that can mess up our lives and lead us into some trouble that we don't like or don't want. These common human inclinations don't bode well for relationships, because Jesus reminds the Pharisees that God chose the Jewish people to be special, not in order for them to create a boatload of rules for others to follow, to think that they're somehow better than the other human beings, or to lord their specialness over others. No, God chose the Jewish people to guide the Word of God to the world that was suffering, showing them the beauty of holiness of heart in tune with the Creator God, a heart that loves and shows mercy and serves and cares. So in order to be holy, it meant to have an extraordinary faith, an uncommonly good heart. Now, the Jewish people failed at what God called them to do, although they were called His chosen people, but they failed. And what did they do? They didn't spread God's word. They instead they killed the prophets. So God realized that He needed to do something different. If I'm going to minister to my people, then I need to become one like them. And He came through the virgin birth, experiencing birth like you and I did, experiencing all kinds of challenges in His life. That's what makes Him the perfect intercessor. He understands because He experienced everything we do, up including the death. But praise be to God, He broke that bondage over sin and death when He was raised to life, letting us know we too have eternal life. And where we're going to spend eternity is a matter of choice. Now, some of us might be old enough to remember some of the Keebler commercials, and they were always cute, those little elves. You might remember some of the taglines on some of those commercials. And Keebler made these elves, and they come up with a slogan called Uncommonly Good. And they have a picture in that commercial, a bowl, a mixing bowl, and around that mixing bowl were all the elves, and they were all contributing something to that. Even if they didn't agree, they were contributing what they had to bring, and they come up with a cookie that was uncommonly good. By working together, God made us uncommonly good. So, this is where we are in our life and in our world. We are uncommonly good. So it boils down to this. What does it mean then to be holy? Holy. And what Jesus meant then, does it still apply now in the day and time that we live? So to be a child of God, to be a servant of Jesus in our world today, we don't need to look a certain way. We don't need to follow certain rules. We don't have to attend a certain kind of church or even worship the very same way. No, you are extraordinary because you have a beautiful heart. When Jesus lives within your heart, everything becomes common and ordinary in your life. And when you put them all together, you become extraordinary in all things. Every single follower of Christ is special and extraordinary. That doesn't mean that we're better than anybody else. It does not mean that we love Jesus with our whole heart more than anybody else. We recognize all of our extraordinary gifts come from Him and praise Him each and every day. It means that we pray to the Holy Spirit to guide us in extraordinary ways so that we can battle the demons of shame, of guilt, of judgmentalism, of arrogance that makes our world and people merely common. God never intended for any of us to simply be common. God sees us, each and every one of us, as His extraordinary gifts. He's given us all different gifts and graces. That's what makes the masterpiece of God's creation. If you ever look at a tapestry and you look at it from the front, and it's beautiful. And you walk behind that tapestry and all you see is a bunch of ugly threads and going this way and that way. But when it's all put together, as all things work together for good that loved the Lord thy God and called according to his will and purpose. So my message for all of us is allow God's uncommonly good, his Holy Spirit to live in you. And then you can't help to shine in living color to all who see you. So as we go forward today, cultivate the love of God in your heart. For when Jesus' disciples lived according to God's extravagant love rather than humankind's rules and judgments and regulations, extraordinary things can happen. And more importantly, they probably will.